This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
Earlier this month, a political commentator at CNN came to the realization that having COVID is not a moral failing. He declared that we unknowingly turned having COVID into some sort of judgment on your character. His remedy was for us to recognize that getting COVID isn't a moral failing. It's a super infectious disease that you can protect against but can't guarantee you won't get. That declaration was too much for columnist Charles Cook, who asked, unknowingly? We need to recognize? Societally? He then wondered if the commentator might actually live in a sensory deprivation tank. There is nothing unknowing about these previous claims. They are the foundation of the liberal progressive attack against other Americans. Anyone who had legitimate questions about the value of lockdowns and mandates was labeled a COVIDiot. The governor of Florida was described as Death Santis, while the governor of Texas was accused of belonging to a death cult. A prominent editor of the New York Times compared the southern states that, at the time, showed a seasonal surge of COVID to the slave-holding Confederacy. But as I explained in my September 10th commentary on COVID spin, there was no discernible pattern if you list the COVID death rate per 100,000 by state. If the politically charged comments on MSNBC, CNN, and the New York Times are to be believed, you would expect that red states would be at the top and blue states would be at the bottom. We will post the chart again so you can see that there is no discernible pattern. 4 months later, at least one commentator finally acknowledged the obvious. I suspect it is because the number of COVID cases have increased so much in blue states. Well, better late than never. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
Go deeper on topics like you just heard by visiting pointofview.net. That's pointofview.net.